We're joined now by Dr. Maida Patu. Maida is a Māori health advocate, educator, and clinician dedicated to transforming our country's healthcare landscape through kaupapa Māori approaches. She's also a board director at Te Tauraki and is leading a strong call to PharmAc to retain the Māori and Pacific ethnicity pathway for key diabetes medicines, warning that its removal will deepen inequities and put whānau lives at risk. Thanks for joining us on the program, Maida. Ko Dale tēnei, mihana kia koe te tuine.
Morena, Dale. How are you?
Good, thank you, Maida. Appreciate you joining us. Are you in Ōtautahi, Maida?
I am in Ōtautahi on a very cold morning, and I'd just like to say, Dale, I'm speaking on behalf of Te Tauraki about our joint submission with Te Runanga o Ngāi Tahu, and we strongly oppose PharmAc's proposal.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. Well, just set the stage for us for a kōrero, please, Maida. Some of us, you know, we're just busy raising kids and trying to get on with stuff, and so often we don't think about the plight of those who have conditions that involve PharmAc. But we know that the latter has been under criticism for issues around ethnicity and funding certain drugs that can be life-altering for those with challenging health conditions. What's Tauraki's primary concerns about PharmAc removing the ethnicity-based access pathway? Take, for example, diabetes medicines. Call it all my please, Maida.
Look, our primary concern is simple. Removing this pathway will widen the Māori diabetes death gap. The ethnicity criterion was implemented in 2021 specifically because standard care was failing Māori and Pacific communities. And Te Tauraki wants to point out that treating different situations as if they are the same will lock in worse health outcomes and strip away important policy mechanisms designed to keep our communities healthy.
So what's the backdrop to this change in attitude to factoring ethnicity into the availability of drugs through PharmAc?
So this proposal reflects a broader systemic dismantling of Māori health, Dale, over recent years. Te Tauraki views it as part of a pattern that includes the disestablishment of the Māori Health Authority, the repeal of our world-leading smoke-free legislation, the bowel screening age, and the rolling back of mandatory cultural safety training for health professionals. The PharmAc proposal is seen as just the latest step in removing a hard-won policy tool meant to correct the health system that has historically failed Māori.
This should be, I hope, a political issue as we go into an election. If you're listening in now, just keep in mind those changes. Some might see them as subtle, but on the back of many other incursions into Māori rights, this is another example. Well, this is Maida Patu. Maida, you've described this change as colonisation wearing a new uniform. What broader pattern of policy decisions does this proposal reflect for Māori health equity?
So we're calling it colonisation wearing a different uniform because of the context that I've just described. The systematic dismantling of policies that have will ensure improved Māori health outcomes. It is the same thing, same harm, and our whānau will pay the price for that.
We're constantly reminded that it's an economic decision. The availability of certain drugs through PharmAc that can help our people are often unavailable because of cost. And, of course, we're trying to tighten the belt on our economy, but ultimately people can die from these decisions. Is it as blatant as that? And how would shifting Māori and Pacifica patients back to, say, standard treatments, metformin, for instance, which you might explain, impact health outcomes, particularly in terms of heart and kidney disease, Maida?
This is life and death. Shifting back to standard care means patients will go back to metformin, which Māori weren't getting appropriate access to in the first place. And metformin offers much weaker systemic protection, Dale. The targeted medicines, these SGL2 inhibitors and GLP-1 receptor agonists, actively protect the heart and kidneys in ways that metformin can't. And without them, whānau with type 2 diabetes face much higher rates of preventable heart attacks, heart failure and kidney failure. This is a critical issue given that Māori already experience almost 2 times higher or death cause mortality from type 2 diabetes.
Tēnā koe. It's disappointing that health advocates like yourself are forced into the political arena to challenge governmental decision making. Tell us about the work of Te Tauraki and how much energy is expended challenging government decisions, for instance, as we are talking today, Maida, when in actual fact you'd rather be getting on with the work of trying to improve the health outcomes for the people who need it most.
What a great question. Toni Morrison, who is an American civil rights activist, said that the very purpose of racism was to waste our time, to get us to work harder, to constantly explain and constantly explain ourselves. And a lot of time is spent on, particularly over the past couple of years, a lot of time has been spent on writing submissions against policies, and we all of us have much better things to do. We're still getting on with our mahi, but on top of our everyday work, we are writing submissions against policies that will impact Māori health.
These are real stories though, aren't they? It's easy to put them into a wave of information in a report, but on the ground, sadly, health professionals who really do care about the welfare of those they're working with are witnessing the gradual demise of abilities while we are occupied, as you say, with these political arguments. What are some of the real circumstances that you're witnessing when you get feedback from those who are in care, those with diabetes, for instance, who lack the access to the medicines that can be life-altering for them?
Look, it looks like hospital admissions for whānau. It does look like heart attacks at early ages, dialysis, kidney failure. It is very serious. And one of the, what is really wrong with this proposal is that this ethnicity pathway is working. We've got good evidence over the past 3 years that more than 50% of Māori with type 2 diabetes have accessed these medicines. It was actually closing the gap, Dale, and it's something is working to save Māori lives. We shouldn't even be having these conversations about removing it. We should be having conversations about expanding it and duplicating it elsewhere within the health system. It works.
Well, I respect the role that you play and your colleagues as well, but this is being mirrored up and down the country. A lot of distraction from the very meaningful work that is needed. That in itself is frustrating, but that's happening left, right and centre for our people. And, you know, the politics of distraction too is a term that we're using in 26 because it's an election year. This should be an election issue. You're making commentary, you're going public with the corridor. Is anyone listening?
The submissions close tomorrow and we will find out if they're listening. We'll see. And if they don't listen, we'll have to get up and vote, don't we?
Or march, or stamp our feet. Or just be constantly disappointed at where this is all heading. It's just been nice having a corridor with you, Maida. Perhaps we'll get a chance to have another interview about wider issues regarding health. But these disparities, just they're so glaring and so front and centre almost every day when we have corridor here on our platform. we're constantly reminded of the inequities and the overall challenges our people are forced to make in a land that, you know, is home forever for us. So frustration would be an understatement. Hoi anō, we are a people of resilience, and so we box on despite these challenges. Proud to be Māori each and every day, though, still, eh, Maira?
Hey, kia ora. Thank you so much for having me, Dale.
And wonderful to talk with you too, sis. Thanks very much.
Ngā mihi.